Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Erica Brewer and Domenico Ciarello. The question I want to ask, is it impossible to be a workaholic if you enjoy your work? Erica, what do you think?
I think, yes, of course, it's possible. If I'm an alcoholic, and I mean, I'm a word nerd, so I'm just thinking about this linguistically. I really like the beer. So when it comes to my work, if I really like the work, but you know, my preference for that is at the sacrifice of other things that are impacting me negatively, then I'm still acting with that workaholic mentality. I can really like something, but that doesn't mean that that passion is going to protect the other areas or the other points of my life that are important to me.
Mm-hmm. That's a really, really great analogy, Erica. As an entrepreneur, we're always accused of being workaholics. people envy us as entrepreneurs for what we do and our schedules and our lifestyles. A lot of people don't realize what's behind the scenes, but a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself, have been labeled workaholics. And I agree with you 100%. You can overdo it, because what happens is you can delve so deep into a particular effort or your job, and you put everything else on the side. You know, you put aside exercise, or you put aside getting together socially with your friends, or you just forget to just have some downtime. So absolutely, you can definitely overdo it.
So if I put on my psychologist hat, we give something a holic if it's too much, when it's negatively impacting other areas of your life. Okay, who gets to decide that? Who decides if your work is negatively impacting other areas of your life? Is it you, or is it people who love you? Who is it?
I'll start with that, because that's going to happen. And no matter what, if you're realizing what's happening in your life, you're going to say it. But first and foremost, you know that it's going to be the people around you. It's going to be your family. It's going to be, you know, your friends who you're not getting together with. It's your sports or cycling buddies that you're not making an effort to meet every week. They'll be the first ones to jump in and say, you know, you're a real drag. You're never around. We're getting together and you're the only person that's always, and it's always work, 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 work. Mm. I find, you know, post-COVID, I noticed that's changing a lot. People reevaluating their work and their lifestyles, and they're not making work so important that it's, you know, the end all. They're starting to look and say, hey, you know what? I want to work from home. I want to have a better lifestyle. I don't want to be back in what I was in, you know, 2020. So yeah, for sure. It's, in my personal case, it's definitely going to be the people around me first and foremost.
Mm. In my experience, I wish I had had those people around me who were speaking up. Maybe I was really good at hiding how work was impacting me. I think there were some people in my life too that were benefiting from my high drive, my high work ethic. So they weren't saying, hey, you know, maybe you need to slow it down. It was my body that held up the red flag for me. And it was the first time in my life, because I think of, you know, I'm resilient. I keep going. I did not have a choice. My body decided for me that it was too much.
Mm. And there's a new term I saw recently, performance dysmorphia. And it's the belief that no matter how much I do, I'm not performing high enough. I'm not doing enough. I need to do more and more. And I think that that is something that those of us who have those jobs that we could work 24/7 and still have work to do, we run into that where we feel like I could do more. And I agree with you, Domenico. I think that it's ideal if you have the people around you ability to say, hey, you're never around. We miss you. Where are you? You're working too much. And Erica, I also have seen it where the people around you either don't notice or don't care or are benefiting from it. So how do you tell? You said, Erica, your body says, enough of that. Domenico, how do you notice if you're doing too much?
In my case, it's just, I'm disconnected from the things that I love to do. It's, you know, worn down. You feel fatigued or just simply uninterested in doing something that you really love. And I think that works inside of your head, because it grows and manifests, because you realize you're not doing the things that you get joy from. Could be going and walking your dog, could be calling friends, could be cycling. And then what happens is, as you think about it, it gets even stronger. And then you start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know, get out there, do something. It's like, it's not always about work. And I found this so much true, as I was saying earlier, because of the pandemic, so many of my friends that were workaholics and were just all about work and money, 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 they're like so different in terms of their focus. Mm. almost shocked that guys are, or girls are taking a few days off during the middle of the week to go do something, and they refuse to go back to the office. They're working from home and they want better quality of life. But in my case, when I look and I start disconnecting from things I love, like sports, or not meeting up with my friends, or not making a big supper at my house, then I know it's getting in its way.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's so easy to feel like, oh, but I love my work, so it's fine. But at some point it is still work. Even the work that I do, like I get to talk to people for a living. So I'm connecting with humans. But if I realize I haven't seen my dog all day, or my husband didn't get to have lunch with him today, or, you know, whatever happened, my dog will come in. Nebby will be like, hey, who are you? Then I know, oh yeah, I've been working too many hours today. I need to take a break. And I think that especially if you're in startup mode, it's really easy to get into that grind.
Yeah, I think for me, it's the work to live, live to work analogy, mm-hmm. which is you have a home. As human beings, we always want a bigger house, nicer cars, go on bigger trips. We're insatiable. That's the unfortunate thing about humankind. And I think that the pandemic and a lot of things that have happened since then have grounded people and started to make them realize that work isn't that important. Money isn't that important. I mean, just look at the housing boom. People went from not having properties to grounding themselves to like making the real estate market go insane in Canada, US, everywhere, that people needed to ground themselves and go back to basics. And I find that's a lot of what's been happening today. And I always tell people, I think there's good things that came out of the pandemic. I'm happy to see that my friends who were workaholics kind of step back and enjoy their kids a little bit more and enjoy life a little bit more than just having a whole ton of money in the bank.
Mm. Eric, if you're willing to share, I would love to hear when your body said, hey, mayday, mayday, what did you do? What did you change?
It took a while to make the changes that I needed to. We were talking about laziness a little bit before we jumped on the video. I attributed what I was going through to laziness because I just didn't have the same spark or motivation, ideas. My mind moved more slowly. Usually I love my to-do list and I'm ready to burn through that thing and connect the dots and make the phone calls and introduce people who I think are just incredible. I didn't care. And then I said, well, that's laziness and I just need to suck it up. It was really hard to like let go of the guilt and the like shame of just needing time to rest and needing time to figure out what was going to help me get a spark again. Resting is really hard when you're ambitious and you've always made your own to-do list and you just have this propeller inside you from day one.
Yeah.
I think that being a workaholic is very tiring. There's one thing if you're a workaholic and you work for a company. I'm a workaholic and I am an entrepreneur. So what happens is, honestly, the clock never shuts off. People say, you know, you're so lucky with your life. But no, I mean, at 5 o'clock, my mind and my business, my clients, my suppliers doesn't shut off. I have worries on the weekends. I have worries. So, you know, I find that workaholic is nice to say, oh, wow, this guy or girl is very energetic and very resourceful and very, very productive. But on the same token, when you go so long, all of a sudden you hit the wall and it comes back to you in fatigue or like you said, laziness, which is probably not even laziness. It's just the fact that, you know, you're just so exhausted and that you just need to like throw yourself down on a chair and say, oh, I've had enough, like step out of that life.
Eric, I love that you mentioned the guilt. Because I think that's a huge thing that drives people who are workaholics is the guilt of sitting still, the guilt of not doing enough. And I think that it's really hard to take that break. I think, Domenico, when your friends say to you, hey, you're never around, do you have guilt? Because I know you're like, I have a global company. Of course I'm never around. But do you have guilt if you step away from your company and go see your friends?
I've been in business long enough for myself, but it does happen that I'm completely exhausted and I don't want to work and I don't want to see my friends. And I just want to just stay in on a Saturday and just, you know, have my own space, enjoy my dog, go for a walk when I want to walk. Or if I want to just stay at home and in front of the TV for the day, that's just fine. It all comes down to that issue of what level of workaholic are you? If you're not enjoying your life as well, then it's a serious problem. We hear so many stories, TVs, movies of people like that. And something happens in their lives where they realize, you know what? Oh, I should have spent more time on my family. I should have spent more time, you know, and it's just like people that I know that scrimp and save and all they talk about is money, money, money. And I'm like, you're not enjoying your life. You're 50. Look at how many people get sick today. And look at how many people have situations where they've got oodles of money and they never enjoy their life along the way. And now it's too late because something happened to them where they've got all that money in the bank, but they can't even spend it or they can't even use it.
Dying rich is not the goal. Well, that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me about being workaholic. I appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.